then very telling moments at the end of this exchange.
Yes, somebody did not do a rehearsal of this question. Yeah,
they did not get on the same page.
No.
Chris Harrison asks, so what's next for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Claire says, babies.
Yo, Claire almost pushed Dale across the couch. Like, she wanted to say babies. Mm-hmm. Like,
oof. With the swiftness, no hesitation in her voice. None. She was ready.
Yep.
Dale, on the other hand, was
like,
eyes darting.
My
trying to
sister? Seeing where I went to high school? Like,
He wasn't co-signing the babies thing, so.
Not at all, no.
We shall see. They definitely seem to be on different pages.
Yeah, because they kept saying different things at the same time.
Yes.
I was like, oh no. He was like, oh, are you going to get married first? Yeah, we're going to get married first. No, whatever happens.
Whatever happens
first. Like, what?
Like, oh, y'all clearly have not talked about this. Nope. They got on the same page, rehearsed the questions and answers. And none of that happened. Lord. So yeah, we will have to see Claire and Dale what happens on the gram. We'll keep
pretty much on Instagram Live. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, back to Tasia's journey for Liz.
Thank God. Ooh,
yes.
I don't want to ever see Claire again.
I know. I'm good on them. I'll just see them in Instagram world.
Yeah.
Tasia, she woke up next day, you know, feeling a little anxious about her whole night and the guys and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Back at Motel 6, the guys are chilling. Chris Harrison arrives. Everybody's getting a date this week.
Yeah.
Date card is a group date for Blake, Riley, Zach, Jordan, Noah, Peter, Kenny, Jay, Easy, a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
They head off to go meet Tasia, and Tasia is coming out the pool.
Ooh. First of all, how long do they have her underneath the water is what I want to know.
Underneath of the water?
I was like, can she hold her breath that long? Because she emerged as soon as
takes.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Mm. So she does her, you know, Halle Berry.
Yes. 007.
James Bond's orange bikini moment.
Yep.
Looking fab.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, for their date, they have like a little pool party, you know, just hanging out in the pool. Until Chris Harrison has to show up and
so
turn it into
some
competitive bullshit.
Yo. Oh my God.
Yeah, so they're playing splash ball now.
Which, who knew what that was before today?
Right. that term. I was like, okay, so it's just basketball. But
yeah.
Splash ball, and the losing team has to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Or they miss out on the pool party, like continued pool party. They go home, and then they only come to
the cocktail party drinks
thing or whatever. But yeah, the guys, they, you know, give them a little speedos. Mm-hmm. They hit the pool. And Spencer is just being dumb aggressive.
Yeah, he's just playing rough, like Luke P. Wasn't Luke P the one playing that like that in Scotland?
God, Luke P. Yes, Luke P playing the rugby game and fucking like smashing baby skulls and just being real extra with it.
I remember he damn near killed the other Luke, didn't he?
Damn near killed people.
Oh my God.
My God. So yeah, Spencer is just being dumb aggressive for no reason. Riley is tired of his shit.
Yes, he is.
Tired of his shit from when he walked into the room.
Yes,
he was.
He's
tired of his shit in this pool and getting splashed all the damn time.
Mm-hmm.
So Riley knocks Spencer in the mouth accidentally on purpose.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Know that shit was so planned.
So planned, and my man's is a lawyer and will get himself out of anything.
A personal injury. He does personal injury.
Yes.
He know what he doing.
Yep.
See you, Riley.
Yep.
Knock Spencer in the mouth, and his, you know, lip was bleeding a little bit, so he got a little moment with Tasia, whatever.
Tasia, who was like, so you're, like, getting a little aggressive.
you gotta tone it down, like, with a big smile on, you know, tone it down a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like, the fuck are you out here doing, playing like this for no reason? But yeah, Spencer's team ends up winning, so I guess it did help. And it's Noah, the mustache guy, Easy, Jay, the button, and Zaxi on the team. So,
oh my God, I forgot about the button. Oh my Lord.
Mm-hmm. He's there.
Yeah.
He's all happy. He's like, you see him in the background grinning.
Always.
Happy Tasia's here.
I know.
He was like a reborn man.
Yes.
You know, he was getting no play with Claire.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, the green team, they head out. They miss the little happy hour thing.
Mm-hmm.
Back at Motel 6.
Yes.
Jason is having a little moment with Dr. Joe.
With Dr. Joe. Literally, like, they were across the therapy couches together. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having an actual, like, getting some counseling from someone.
Yes.
And, yeah, he's just in his feelings. He mm-hmm. still has feelings for Claire.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's afraid of getting the one-on-one date.
Yo, he said he's like, hanging on by a piece of floss. Do you know how I screamed laughing? I was like, nigga, a piece of floss.
He is done. He is done, done, done. Woo. Emotionally.
Yeah.
Everything. Mm-hmm. He's afraid of getting the one-on-one date. Yeah. That's how you know it's time to go home.
It's time to go home. And you know, he don't want to address those emotions again. He don't want to do none of that.
You don't want to do none of this.
Nope.
And that's fine.
Yes,
be on your merry way.
It is.
Luckily, the date card arrives. It is not for Jason. It is for Brendan.
Yay!
Very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guys' green team comes back. We actually don't get any footage from the little happy hour pool party of just Tasia and the blue team.
Not Zero. Sure what the purpose of them even doing that whole competition was.
No idea. We got nothing. So anyways, green team comes back.
Mm-hmm.
They join in for the little party.
Wait, they put the trophy on the table and I thought it was a hookah for like 5 minutes. Who put a hookah on the table?
Oh, God. The day they have a hookah date.
Wouldn't that be something? Oh, man.
I would love it. So, Easy, he gets some time with Tasia.
Who looks incredible, by the way. This, like, rose gold dress situation that she had on.
Oh, yes, Tasia. Yes.
Gorgeous.
Very, like a sheen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, Easy, he's laying it on thick. He said, I feel like I just met my wife.
Yeah,
maybe this is our crazy love story.
Yeah, yeah. He's OD.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
It was OD, yeah.
It was.
But he's a lot, though.
He is a lot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he really wants it, though, honestly. I think he really does want love.
Same. Yep.
So I think he's like, he lays it on thick, but I think he actually does want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
This was my What Tasia Deserves moment.
Ooh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Tasia deserves somebody who is just going to flower her with compliments, make her feel appreciated, mm-hmm. make her feel like she's not Claire's like understudy, replacement, second place, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For Easy to say, I feel like I just met my wife. That is a lot, and you're doing a lot, Easy. But Tasia deserves this.
Yes,
she absolutely does.
She does.
And I love how she said back to him, I appreciate that. Which,
yeah, because.
Well, she won't say back to that.
Right. Like, what?
Oh, Lord. She sits with Zaxi again.
Mm-hmm.
And she flat out says, so you're 36. Why are you single?
Love this question.
Great question.
I love Let's it. Get I love to how it. Straightforward she is.
Yeah. Fantastic. I don't need to know your hobbies or how you spend your weekends. Like, we'll get to that. Why are you here? Why are you single?
What are you? Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, man.
And he said he just hasn't found anybody yet. Like, no big reason. And Tasia, she agrees. She said, where I live, there's no men. I don't want to be raising a boy into a man.
Yeah.
And there's nothing but boys around me.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tasia and Zach. They have a little chemistry.
Yeah. And I can't tell if it's friend or if it's romantic and if he's going to. If either of them are going to try to like step it up to be more romantic, obviously they will because we see him in the previews, but they definitely have a chemistry that we can see through the TV, which is nice.
Yes. And Zaxi, even you could tell he's way more down for Tasia because he suddenly has like a little suaveness to him.
Yes.
A little edge to him and the way he's talking and carrying himself around Tasia that he did not have at all with Claire. I feel like it's a different guy.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.